Mexican cartel boss El Gato threatens top border official with corpse in suitcase. On December 20, 2018. Monterrey, Nuevo León, a cartel boss wanted in the U.S. for allegedly ordering an assassination in Dallas sent a suitcase containing a body to the top cop in the region. The case was sent as a threat since José Rodolfo El Gato Villarreal Hernández believes the officer is tied to another criminal organization. This week, cartel gunman dropped a suitcase wrapped in foil with a body inside. The suitcase bore the message, Feliz Navidad Gallo, or Merry Christmas Gallo. The package was left between Monterrey and San Pedro. Inside, authorities found the body of Martin Adolfo Valdez Martinez, a previous state police officer in Tamaulipas. Law enforcement sources consulted by Breitbart News revealed the messages aimed at San Pedro's new security secretary José de Jesus Gallo, who is believed to have sided in the past with another criminal organization. The threat follows the execution of a transit cop in a series of banners warning Gallo to cooperate, days after he took office. According to authorities, the cartel gunman delivered the suitcase under orders of José Rodolfo El Gato Villarreal Hernández, the leader of an independent cartel that broke from the Beltrán Leyva and is linked to much of the violence in San Pedro and surrounding areas. Breitbart News recently published the only known photograph of El Gato, who is currently wanted in the U.S. for allegedly ordering the murder of Gulf cartel attorney-turned-government informant Jesus Guerrero Chapa. Guerrero Chapa was living in the Dallas suburb of Southlake when gunmen murdered him after a long-term surveillance operation. Villarreal had a personal vendetta against Guerrero Chapa, who he blamed for the murder of his father. Detectives with Nuevo León State Investigation Agency recently arrested Villarreal's brother, Ramón Almonor Gatillo Villarreal, also wanted in the U.S. for alleged connection with Guerrero's death. Editor's note, Breitbart Texas traveled to the Mexican states of Tamaulipas, Coahuila, and Nuevo León to recruit citizen journalists willing to risk their lives and expose the cartel silencing their communities. The writers would face certain death at the hands of the various cartels that operate in those areas including the Gulf Cartel and Los Zetas if a pseudonym were not used. Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles are published in both English and in their original Spanish. This article was written by Tony Aranda from Nuevo León.